Right, we start the sugya of Gacha Balachish. Vahud Amal Achavre, my boy is Tayara, Amalei Minach Zavinte, Bar Shtara, Amalei Shtara Zayfahu. So they're having an argument. Mare Kama comes, he says, what are you doing here? Mare Kama had Aiden that he was a Mare Kama. What was the case? What? He had Edim, he was a Marikama. Otherwise, he had Edim, he was a Marikama. So that should depend on the Machlokes, the Rosh, and the Rashbam. If somebody who doesn't have Edim is a Marikama, if with a Migu, right, the Rosh is Siman Aleph, in the beginning of the Perek, said that if somebody doesn't have Edim, he's a Marikama. So then the Mosek is always believed with a Migu, I could have denied you're a Marikama. So according to the Rosh, you have to learn that there were Edim, that he was a Marikama, right? Otherwise, it's a Gemara didn't say it, the Gemara didn't, that wasn't the Nidai. The Rashbam, though, we said, the Beis Halevi said, the Rashbam holds Vaker, that there's no Migu, that if there are no Edim, he's a Marikama, and your Maidi is a Marikama, and you want to win with a Migu, Rashbam said you can't win with a Migu because you have a Sar and a Bach Mishtarcha, you don't have a Shtar. According to the Rashbam, according to the Rosh, if there were no Edim, he's a Marikama, you believe with a Migu, I could have said. Right. So we were amigo. So here is there were no Edim. So then I don't need Chazak, I'll win with amigo. I could have denied your Marikama. That's right, so it must be talking their Edim. Okay. Without the Rosh, let's say you hold like the Pashto Sarashbam. That if I'm Moedi or a Marikama, then I don't have a Migu. I don't have a Migu to say that you're not a Marikama. For based on ladies' reason, or any reason we might think of. So over here, it could be there were no Edim is a Marikama. Just since everyone's Moedi is a Marikama, then it would be good. No? Okay, I don't see anybody talks about it. I don't see. It's easier to learn the Gemara the way Edom is a Marikama. That just makes everything, makes life easier. It takes away one problem. So let's assume the way Edom is a Marikama. And so now the Mufzik, the one who's there, Mufzik, I don't mean 3 years, I mean the one who's there, says, Minach Zavinte, V'hashtar, I bought it for you, and this is a shtar. Amalei, shtar zayfuli. He says, that's a fake shtar. So what do you do if he says it's a fake shtar? Pashto si makayim the shtar. So gochin lochish lay la rabba. The person who brought the shtar bent down and whispered to Rabba, in shtar is aifahu. Mi u shtar ma'al yahav liva erchis. I had a good shtar, I lost it. Vamina inkir hai biyadi called the hus. I figured I'll take this one. So he whispered this to Rabba. How did you learn? Why did he whisper it? Why didn't he say it in a loud voice? What does he have to whisper it for? Huh? He could have said it in Boston. But you have to whisper such a thing. Huh? He was embarrassed. Maybe he was just embarrassed. Maybe he was just embarrassed. What does Rashbam say? Lachish l'rabba benachas shaloi yishma hama'arer. So Rashbam means to say he's embarrassed. Rashbam has to tell me.
The whole point of bringing the fake shtar is that the other person should be maida. So if the other person knows that it's a fake shtar, he's not being maida.
Well, the other person says shtar is aifahu.
The person will say, oh, no, he wasn't.
He's hoping the other person says a good shtar.
He was hoping the other person would say it's a good shtar.
So the other person already said it's a full shtar. Amalai shtar zayfahu. But what does whispering it change anything? If you would have said out loud, listen, Bezdin, you should know he owes me money, and I don't have the shtar anymore, but I have this other shtar, and I want a woman with a migul. It wouldn't be, he has to whisper it? Huh? What do you mean to play it out?
Right now he could win, and if Rava keeps the case going in that way, then he could win legitimately.
Still pretending he's a good star?
Yeah.
So he's telling Rava, you be in on this with me.
But once he wasn't going to lie, he would have legitimately won. Once he had the right to do it, the other guy has a valid hand against him. Considering if Shtar is false.
Well, the guy did have the time. He did tie in the Shtar cycle.
Therefore, by whispering it, you know, you could still go against that.
By whispering it, he can still retract it. So he was whispering it, so later if he wants, he could say, Meshata Isi, I was just joking. Maybe. That's what I'm asking. Would it ruin his Migul if he says it out loud? I mean, in previous cases. But every. You're talking about a Migul Mafreya.
Yeah.
But if he'll say something, he can't do it to Mafreya. But here, Lechayra, there's no issue of Migul Mafreya. He says right away, it's four. He says, Shtar Ma'ayahaya Havali. Shtar Zaifahu, Mir Shtar Ma'ayahavali Verifus. Rabba didn't keep the secret. Rabba told him yes. Ramesha, the Dibrish Ramesha is Masupik. Why it's such a big fuss about Kochen Velachishlei? He starts to say something along the lines that maybe he still wanted to preserve the right to say Mishato Hayisi. He didn't want to say an official time in Bezdin. So if need be, he could still retract it. But he believes that it's Tzarachi, and why exactly it was necessary, and why it could be the person just did it, but the Rashbam makes out of it a reason. Now, sometimes the Gemara brings the story the way the story happened. The Rashbam makes a reason out of it. I don't know.
You see,
if you say something in Bezdin, you can't say Mishanta, you see, right? The time in Bezdin we assume is true. So is he making himself a Rasha by saying he did this? That he made a false star? Is he making himself a Rasha with this time? So he's making himself a Rasha. Not every Isser, it has to be Isser. Either Lav Shesh by Malchus, or it has to be an Isser in Dine Mominus. Saying a false Taina in Bezdin, maybe he's making. Yeah, Vishtaramana, you're right. Well, Vishtaramana is not as dead. Let's go first with the Pshat of Shtar Zaifa. They're Mamish Vajashtar. So does that make him a Rasha? Maybe he, if he's going to say it out loud, he's Mason Masmai Rasha. And he won't be Naman. And what does he gain by whispering it? So now he can still retract it. So he still be Kashalai. This. What does he mean to accomplish?
If he didn't have bad intent, his intent was good because you see that the Aedis that signed on it were really good from the first
star. You're allowed to forge a star if you have good intent.
No, if he thought he was verifying
the
maybe you're allowed. So not that he necessarily had the chance to do it, but his intent doesn't make him a Russian.
You might be right. But it's really, there's a separate question. The question is, this story. The story ends, Rabba says, Malay the Shakar, he's believed with Amigo. When you finish this Gemara, Lamaisa, you're allowed to do what this person did, assuming it was a regular Shtar Zaifa. We'll get to Rabbi Hanan in a minute. assuming it's a real shtar zayif, it's a real full shtar, is a person allowed to do this thing? Let's say you would have a din tyra. You have a din tyra with someone. Okay, Mr. Nobody here bought karka and lost the shtar today. Nobody loses shtaris on karka. But let's say the next case, somebody comes and he says, and you tie that he owes you money, and he denies it. So, and you lost the shtar. That could happen. So, we'll make a shtar zayfa. You'll bring it to Bez, and you'll win. Are you allowed to do that? Is that what to do this whole spiel here? So it's interesting. What?
The chayv really exists.
The chayv really exists. Am I allowed to go and do a crooked thing in order? I know the other person's crooked. He's denying it. So I'm going to do a full shtar in order to win in Bez. Is that something a person's allowed to do? Maybe yes. I know. What am I doing? I'm not stealing anything. I know he owes me money. So I'm making a shtar zayfa, and I'm even being a nice guy. I'm doing a shtar zayfa. I'm going to be made to bed the shtar zayfa. I'm not even so crooked. I'm just doing a crooked way to get Bezdin to believe me. Right. Yeah, he said Davasa, and then he said that he was Mefarish Devarav. Yeah. You see, there he never started off with Rishis. He said something, and I was trying to explain it. Here he's starting off with Ramos to make a full shtar. And in order to bring that full shtar and bring it to Bezdin, he's starting off with something crooked. We're assuming that he meant Asif al Ki'ilu is my father. That's what we're assuming. That's what at least Dakamar assumes. This is a question in the Paiskim. I saw in the Yad Rama, in the Rama here, Yad Rama says one of his reasons that he's not Nerman is Shalo Yehei Chaytei Niskar. Yad Rama seems to say it's a chait. What he did to make a full shtar and bring it to Bezdin, even though he's not stealing, I mean, he's just trying to get money he's entitled to, but he's called a chaytei. However, this shaila is a nidain of the tumim in Hilchis Dayanim. The tumim clears this shaila if a person is allowed to do ramos in order to do what he knows is emes. He knows what the truth is. If a person is allowed to do a ramos in order to do it, he has an example. The shaila of the tumim and the nesivus. I have a shaila. Let's say I know someone owes me money. I can't prove it. I lent someone $100. He denies it. I'm stuck. All right. Later, I do business with him, and I really owe him $100. He's teveya me. He has maybe edim or he has a shtar. He's going to win in Bez. I want to stop playing games with him. I'll push off the din Torah. I'll say all kinds of kindness to delay it. I'll run away from him. I'll do things that are bad to shalaykedim. In order to get away from paying him money that I really owe him. Because I know that he owes me money from a previous time. What? He doesn't say to lie in Bezdin, but he says to be Meshamit. And to make him, you can make someone in Bezdin, you can make someone crazy if you want. You know, you tell him, you delay, you know, you're entitled to delay a couple times, and then you say, I want a different Bezdin. You know, you come up with all new kinds of new times. In order to get him to at least to make a pshara, you know, get some of your money back. So they bring two sugyas in Gemara that are saisa one the other. One is a Gemara in Yesh Noichlam on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. The Gemara there is talking about Yaakov and Rachel, whereas you all know Rachel, Yaakov told Rachel about Lavan, Achiv Ani Baramos. I could be just as crooked as him. So the Gemara asks, Umishari lo letzduke lesaguye baramusa. Is a tzaddik allowed to practice ramos? The Gemara answers in, and it brings a pasuk in Novar Titabor v'im Ikesh Titabor that you're allowed to be crooked. I don't see what Yaakov did was crooked, but The Gemara says that you're allowed to do Ramos in order to, if you're dealing with a Rama, you're allowed to do Ramos. They bring this as a Raya, that you're allowed to do a Ramos in order to fight a Rama. And connected this, there's a Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Aleph, I believe. Gemara in Shavuos says that if two sides are having a Din Torah, let's say I know I owe someone $100 and he's teveyah me $200. Why is he teveyah me $200? He wants to make me into a maid of a miktas and be mechayev a shvua. He knows I'm not going to want to swear and he wants to get more money out of me. I know the truth. I know I owe him $100. He's teveyah $200 and I know he's doing this for a crooked reason. So what do I want to do? I'll deny it in Beis Din. I'll be kaifer in Beis Din. I'll say, it's not true, I owe you nothing. And outside of Beis Din, I'll give him back his $100. And Shalom al Yisrael, and I didn't steal anything. So the Gemara says, Minayin, Mishayin Noisha Bechaveira Imana, the Tavais in Asayin, Shalayimar, you shouldn't say, Echber v'Beis Din, I'll deny it in Beis Din. Talmud Laimer, Mitzvah Sheket Tirchak. So the Gemara says that that's included in the Deiraisa of Midvar Sheket Tirchak. The Gemara has another example, has I think three or four examples. Another example, the Gemara says, three people lent someone $100 together. Gimel Shaya Naisha Ve'echad Mane. And he's denying it. He doesn't want to pay. And they have no witnesses. So they have a plan. They'll go to Beis Din, one of them will say, I lent him the money. And the other two will say they were witnesses. They weren't Malvin. Really, all three were Malvin. They're all Pasalei. But one will say, I'm a Malvin. And two will say, we're Eidim. And he'll have to pay. They're not even going to say the Sheker. They're going to say the truth. But and they're not going to, they're going to leave out that they're really the Malvin. So the Gemara says, Talmud Laimer Midvar Sheket Tirchak, that you're not allowed to do such a thing. So that Gemara seems to say that Ramos, Muhammad Adin Atila, to do things that you're allowed to do, that's awesome. So these are the two Gemaras that are mentioned, and it seems from most of the Paiskim that it's mutter. Not like the Adramah here. The Chidah, the Berkei Yosef, says it's awesome to do Ramos. But the Tumim, and I believe in the Sivis brings the Tumim as well, they say that if you don't lie straight out in Beis Din, if the Tumim is in Simeon Yud Beis, cut and hay. The Sivis is there also in Simeon Yud Beis, I don't know, he brings the Tumim. The tum is pshita, it's pashit, that in order to do things the way they are kedin, you're allowed to be mishamit. What does he do with the gemaras? So he doesn't explain, but there's a tshuva in the Chavis Yoyer. The Chavis Yoyer's tshuvas are all very interesting tshuvas. They're very enjoyable, as you see. Tshuva kuf lamed vav, enjoyable tshuva about giving bribes to judges. It says here he brings Shaul HaDux HaGadol. He says one of the dukes asked, I think he brings his name here, HaDux Karl Ludwig HaMuflig B'Chachma. So he said, he asked the question, Kodo Ani Lecha Abalabatim Hashem Imim Shaltecha Al Mishmasam. So I have a complaint to you about Jewish people, that you're the Rav, you're in charge of their neshama. L'saknam, v'lecha l'aychicham l'aziram ala machlaikis, sh'tamit timtzeim b'chedrei mishpat shali. The Jews are always in court. V'loidai she'em akalkulim aseim v'chaitim. Af, not only they themselves fight, af gam ki yachtiu v'yarshiu v'yakalkulu sh'eftei aretz ha'mamunin al yadi. He says they mess up all the judges. Shenaystim lem sheichet. Hashenegit kol das. It's against every religion to give a bribe. How are they allowed to give a bribe? Kol shkei neged adema b'teirastem. And it's certainly against your Torah. He says, I don't know any excuse except it's done secretly. Only God knows what's going on. He said, I know it's true. So what do you say? So this Duke asked this, the Chavisya writes to his brother-in-law, who was the Rav in Mannheim, in the city. The Heshit Gisis, he writes, and it seems he agrees with the Psaks. He says, first, when you answer a Duke, you have to first agree that he's right. He says, it's terrible what they're doing. He says, those who are doing it are bad people. I don't know why he didn't say anything. I don't know who are the ones that are doing it. Why didn't I make a public speech about it? I want to say something bad about the judges. I don't know for sure what took place. See, after he agrees with him, he writes an interesting din. It's not the Chavisya abroad, I think it's just an excuse. He says, "Im kol ze nira, im yesh li Yehudi eza dova mishpat im agoy, shagoy machesh lo imam in shalveyu." If a yid and a guy have a din tyra, they go to court, and the Jew knows that the guy owes him money and he denied it. Or tevel Yisrael mashen echayev loy, or the guy is tevel the Jew when he doesn't know him. Af ki enis natzus lo neisen hashoichet. Even though you're not supposed to give bribes, and Koshkin a makabel, the makabel doesn't know if it's true. Makomakin, hanoisein shaliba yadei amaris nafshay shadin imai poter medine shemayim. So someone who bribes a judge and he knows that the truth is with him, is poter medine shemayim ki ayadei hashoyched yetsin mishpat emes. V'aloy oishik biyad mevakish loishka. He's just getting the other person out. What? Is it specifically against the guy? It doesn't sound like that. The case here, he answers with the guy, because he mentions that the guy hate the Gaiish judges hate the Jews anyway, and they just have to even it out. And later on, he makes this a general rule. He keeps on saying, "Avki loy chalila loy mishamastik zelis natzel bar hanoisin loy mechiyafa asa." Says Chassid Shalom, they should do it lechetchila. Because efshai des svaris beduya is matzah yetsa haram okim lehevi hanoisin. Maybe he's not right. He thinks he's right, but nevertheless, he says that it's mutter. And then he goes into other cases where a person does a dava ramoyis in order to straighten out the din. He says that you're allowed to do ramoyis to straighten out the din. And he brings the Gemara in Shavuos that I mentioned. Interesting, he writes the Duke Sochak for Omar. He laughed and he said, Chazdod Milach, he's saying nice things. In Kiyodati Shashari Aturutzim Loininalu, in the Emesay Meshekin. But anyway, he brings here he says, Nirali, after he brings what his brother always said, Nirali, Ki Ein Nesina Sheikhed Isser Mitzad HaNesina Atzma. Can I read this? Giving shaychad is not an issa be'etzem like Rivas is. Rak mitzad hatiyas ha-mishpat shegarim l'chein. Only if it bends the mishpat. If it doesn't bend the mishpat, he says it's not awesome. After that, he writes that in general, you're allowed to do in a din Torah these type of things. He brings he brings the Gemara in Shavuos that says that mitzvah sheket tirchak, and he says that Gemara in Shavuos is only a chumrah, It's like a midah taiva, a nice maisa. It's a nice, nice story, but it's a hanoga taiva. It's not ikar adin. And ikar adin, in all those cases, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to go to Beis Din and do things crooked in order to straighten out the din. I know, but he brings, I know I can't find it now, he brings the Gemara there in Daf Lamed Aleph. He's going on those Gemara's cases where they're actually people saying false Seders. Anyway, at least the Chavis Yoreh seems to hold its mutter to do this type of trick. Now, the Nesivos and the Tumim are talking about doing tricks. They don't beferish talk about doing a sheker and bez. They're talking about doing things that like play with the rules of bez, to be mishamit, to run away from a bez. Mm-hmm. What? It's not about course, but that's why I'm saying he brings the Gemara in Shavuos, which is talking in bez. Says the Gemara Perak Rishon the Shuas, a mistake. Should have probably Perak Dalad the Shuas. Minayim Leisha B'Chaver Emana the Tani Masayim. The case I told you, someone's Tevea, someone 100, he's Tevea 200. Shalai Yaimer Echberenu V'Bezdin Va'idol Echutz L'Bezdin Shalai Yischayv Leishuat Amlei V'Asheket Tirchak. So he says Hoshet Mizeg Ufei V'Kol Ashnuyim Sham. All the cases there. She'enam Rak Harchokes Yiseiris V'Loi Mitzad Hadin V'Loi Yisir. He says it's Archoki Yisairis, not Mikra Adin, and that you're allowed to lie in bed. That's what he's saying. If someone's Tevei, you know he's lying, and you're going to pay him, you're allowed to lie in bed and say a different amount. You know you owe him 100, you're allowed to say, oh, you're nothing, and you paid 100 later. That's the Chavis Yoreh holds. According to Chavis Yoreh, the Maisa here is Mutter, seems, is Mutter Api Din, Mutter Lachatila to do this Maisa. No question, Mason Masmari Rasha, there's no question. But it's not like the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says, Shalai Yehei Chaytei Nisker, says it's a Chaytei to do something like this. So, okay. I don't know. Now, surprisingly, Rav Palm was Nakel many times in these type of things. I don't know about a Beis Din, but in situations where a person knows he's right, but he can't prove it. And through a Ramayas, you can straighten it out. And I remember cases where a father was making one and such a thing.
Doesn't everybody in every case think that they're right?
Yeah, that's a side problem. And he mentions that everyone always thinks they're right. Yeah, Tzahara tells him he's right, but let's say somebody bought an electronic appliance. And it's guaranteed for a year. So it breaks after half a year. They tell you have to have the original receipt. You don't have the receipt. So what you want to do is you go back to the store, buy another one, exactly the same one, and then use that receipt to return the original one. So is that mutter? Pretending you bought it now, you actually bought it 6 months ago. So I remember Rafam told people that it's mutter l'chatchila. You know how to do it. You're really entitled. You didn't save your receipt, okay? I don't think most people save their receipt for all these things. So you get another receipt that's just giving you what you're really entitled to. So that's bending things to give you what you're entitled to. To do things you're not entitled to, it's awesome. If it's after a year and you want to do it, then it's canaver. But if you're really entitled to it, you're allowed to do it. All right. Anyway, let's get to the hard part of this Gemara. The Psak, Omer Rabba. Rabba is easy to understand. Malay the Shakari, Ba Yomalay, Shtar Ma'ayahu. He could have said it's a Shtar Ma'ayah. So Rabba, I think, is the easy sheet there. Rabba says he has a Migu. It's really stronger than a migud. Tosis and Bava Metzia on that day says this is a pesha asa. Because a migud ibo ishasek, right? It's always a stronger migud when it's a migud. If you didn't have to do anything, you could have just been quiet. Once he came to Bezel with the shtar mezuyif, he could have just been quiet. Now, okay, before we get to Rabbi Yosef, there's one more nekuda. The Rashbam brings b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif that say this wasn't a shtar mezuyif; it was a shtar amana. A shtar amana is what? It's a shtar that was given in trust. That means the halacha is kaisin shtar leloiva afal pishein hamal ve'imay. Many people are surprised to learn that the halacha is you're allowed to sign a shtar that says Reuven lent Shimon money even though you never saw it happen. And even though I know it never happened, Reuven comes over to me, he says I plan to borrow money from Shimon later today, sign the shtar now. You're allowed to sign a shtar even though you never saw it happen, even though it hasn't even happened yet. You can write a shtar for the loiva, and you trust the loiva that he would not give it to the malva until he gets the money. And that's mutlachatchilah. That's a normal shtar. Shtar amana is that after you wrote it for the loiva, and there are honest, true witnesses who signed it, signed the kedin, the loiva now gives the shtar to the malva. He says, I trust you. Take the shtar, put it away, and when I need the money, I'll come to you for the money. That's a shtar amana. It's called, the Gemara calls it an avla, to do such a thing. To give someone a shtar before he gives you the money. But it happened. By karka, you have the same thing. Kais the shtar lemeicher. You're allowed to write a shtar, you're allowed to sign a shtar for a meicher, even though he didn't sell it yet. So again, you trust the meicher. He's not going to use the shtar unless he... If he doesn't sell his karka, he's not going to give over the deed to the karka. It's a shtar raya. His meicher gave it to the lekeach before the lekeach paid for it. That's called a shtar amana. So shtar hayali ve'irchis means I got the shtar in trust, and the real shtar I lost, and this shtar zayfa is a shtar amana. That's how Rabbeinu Chananel wrote. What bothered Rabbeinu Chananel? Why didn't he want to say like the Rashbam? The Rashbam says it was a regular forged shtar. Why is Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat any better than the Rashbam's pshat? What's the maila? Shtar amon is not supposed to have, and a shtar is not supposed to be mizayim shtaris. What's the benefit of Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat? So from the rush, it seems, the milo of Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat is that a shtar amana, it's easy to be mekayim. If I have a shtar amana, I can prove the signatures because they're really true, honest signatures of Eidim. Eidim that signed kedin. Rabbeinu Chananel says, you can assess an ayin by shtar mezuyif, by a full shtar. Nobody wants to rely on a full shtar. Because who says you forged the signature so well that you're going to fool the Eidim? Who says you're going to be able to fool and get a kiyum on this shtar? So the reason Rabbeinu Chananel preferred his pshat and rejected the Rashbam's pshat is because shtar amona, it's easy to be mekayim. Shtar mezuyif, it's hard to be mekayim. How's the Rashbam going to answer that? The Rashbam. If you have a shtar... That the shtar mezuyif. What kind of migo? I could have stayed with the shtar mezuyif. You know why you didn't stay with it? You're afraid that you won't be able to get signatures on it, to be mekayim the signatures. So I think the lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel was mashma that he was mekayim it already. That there, in other words, Rashbam is meida. If I have a shtar mezuyif that wasn't mekuyim, I can't have a migo. I would have used the shtar. Because I'm afraid. Why would I use such a shtar? Who's going to be mekayim it for me? The lashon of the Rashbam is inami ikalafusha zayif shtar mezuyif mamish shezayif chasim esedim yafa v'toyim eidim kesurim chasim esedei and he mekayim it as a shtar. It's still in a case where this is already taken place. that there was a kiyum of the shtar, and then it could be even a shtar as aifa. Hilchos Motzi L'Kayim is a shtar, but loy mishtar ma'al Yehu. Motzi L'Kayim means he's about to do it. I don't know. Hilchos Motzi L'Kayim is a shtar, but loy mishtar ma'al Yehu. So what does that mean? Therefore he could be Mekayim the shtar. To star mana. The reason the Rashbam doesn't want to do it is because the Gemara says Beferi star is Aifahu. To be madchik, then Amana is also, it's not a forged star, it's a false star. It's much tight fits much better to say Shar is Aifahu. Oh, that's another pshat. The second pshat of Rashbam is it's not a forged star in the sense that the signature was forged. It's a false star in that they got people, they paid them off, and they signed it. Now, if you pay people off and they sign it, it's easy to become kind of signatures. They're not forged signatures, they're real signatures. Now, Akoponim, these are two pshat, either star amana or star zaifa. I just want to add in the kuda. I don't know if anybody says this, but I asked you, is this Gemara talking that the Marikama had Edom, he's a Marikama? That's how we started today. I told him, like the Rosh, he must be their Edom, because otherwise he has a Migum. Like the Rashbam, he doesn't have a Migum. So it could be there, no Edom. And there's a Chsarin, why did you lose your star within 3 years? Right, that's the basic way to explain the Rashbam. Why'd you lose your shtar? Maybe we Neman normally people don't lose shtaras within 3 years. People are very careful with the shtar. But maybe if a person knows he has a shtar amana, he knows he anyhow has another backup shtar just in case. Maybe in that case a person's not so careful. There's no chsarin that he lost his shtar to 3 years. So maybe that's a benefit instead of get I by Ishtar Amana, maybe even by Ishtar Mezuyif. A person is not so careful not to lose a shtar. He knows he has a backup shtar just in case, especially if you hold in the Chavis Yard that you're even allowed to use the Lechatchila. Perhaps. All right, we'll see if we'll come back to this whole Inyan. Well, let's see. Let's see what the Gemara says. So Rabba said, Malo Mishakri, Boyom Ishtar Ma'al Yehu, Amar of Yosef. So the question is, what's Pshat Rabbi Yosef? Rabba L'Chayr is saying Devarim Shel Tam. He's saying a simple Gemara, like we have all over Shas, a Migu. That he has a Migu, he could have been quiet and gone with his bad shtar. Come to Rabbi Yosef, he says, what do you mean? It's not a good Migu. Why isn't it a good Migu? That's the problem with this sugya. It's the major problem here, and the same the next story in the Gemara, which is exactly the same Isa just by Mominus. What is wrong with the Migu? We have here on the page four pshatim: the Rashbam's pshat, the Rivam's pshat, and two pshatim of the Ri. We have right away here on the page, before we look into the Muki Yosef, who has another pshat, we have here on the page four pshatim. The Kol Gadol, you should know, whenever you learn a Taisis, and Taisis brings two or three or four terutim, it means each teretz is shver. Whenever there's a good pshat, all the rishayim fall behind the strong pshat. Whenever a gemara is shver, and you have to figure it out, we end up with too many pshat. So let's go through the pshatim quickly, and then we'll try to be masber. First, the pshatim and the chsarin in each one of the pshatim. Again, Rabba said it's a good migul. Rabba, we understand. Gachan v'lachish, she has a good migul. If somebody's telling the truth, why would he have been gachan v'lachish? He could have gotten away with it. So if Rav Yosef, the migul's no good. Why? Shot number one, the Rashbam. And the Rashbam is the pshat that the Rishonim and the Acharonim spend the most time trying to be Masada. The Rashbam says that this is a migu v'makim edim. We had earlier that migu v'makim edim layaminam, that you don't say a migu when it's misnagit edim. So the question is, so Dr. Rashbam, Rabbi Yosef is saying it's a migu v'makim edim. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that pshat? It's a migu against edim. The words don't make sense. That's the problem with the Rashbam. What's a migu b'makim edim? I say Taina A is true, and I want to believe in a migu of Taina B. But Taina A is a stira to witnesses. Witnesses are saying, if I can't. That's a migu b'makim edim. I tell you better, believe me with Taina A, because if I have a migu, I could have said Taina B. But Taina A itself is a stira to Edom. So Migu v'makim Edom lo yaminan. Migu is stronger than two Edom. Two Edom is the strongest raya. That's a Migu v'makim Edom. The Rashbam here, what's the case here? He's saying, believe me, shtar hayali ve'erchis, that I had a good shtar and I lost it. And I have a Migu, I could have stayed with this false shtar. Now this false shtar, if I would have stayed, this false shtar, it's b'makim edim. How's it b'makim edim, Dr. Rashbam? Haidos baldin k'nei edim. And why did it's a false shtar? So to stay with this shtar is b'makim edim. So m'meila, it's not amigo. The question is, that's not amigo b'makim edim. The false taina is b'makim edim. That's fine. I'm not tiny the false taina. I'm tiny taina A. Believe me, shtar hayali ve'erchis, that I had a good shtar and I lost it. With a migu of I could have stayed with this lying shtar. That's not it. First of all, it's not a migu b'makim edim because the tiny saying is not against edim. Second of all, every migu is that way. Every single migu means believe me with taina A. Because I could have said Taina B, I might have Taina B is a lie. That's every migu. What's every migu? Pru'a migu de mezuyah. You come with a shtar, I owe you money. I say I paid you. Believe me, with a migu, I could have said this is a false shtar. Am I saying it's a false shtar? I'm not saying. Every migu, the migu de kataina, I might is false. Every migu is that way. When every migu, believe me, Taina A, a migu of Taina B. I might have Taina B is a lie. I'm just saying, if I'm a liar, I could have Taina B. So believe me, Taina A, which is true. So, it's not Amigo B'makim Edim. And if for some reason you're going to call this Amigo B'makim Edim, then you never have Amigo B'chala Tera Kula. Every time you have Amigo, you're always saying that the Taina could have said is false. Right, two Edom come to Bez and they say, Ink Savya Deinuhu, Avala Nusim Hayinu. The signature is on a shtar. They say, yes, it's our Taka, our signature, but we were forced to sign it. So they believed. Why they believed? They believed that they were on Nusim. With Amigo, they could have said it's not their signature. The Boyd is their signature. Right, they believed Taina A, on Nusim Hayinu. With Amigo, they could have said it's not our signature. Yeah, signatures on a shtar. But they are saying Anusim Ayinu. They're saying Anusim Ayinu. There's nobody against them. They're saying Anusim Ayinu. And believe us, with Amigo, we could have said it's not our signature. If there'll be Aidim say that they take, they lose their Amigo. If there'll be Aidim say it's the signature, then they lose two Amigo the Mazuyev. If you're a kind of shtar, you lose the Amigo. You do lose the Amigo, because then you don't have an Amigo. But calls a man that that you have a migul, any time a person does have a migul, he's always saying, believe me, Taina A, which is true, a migul of Taina B, which is a lie. If I'm a lie, I would have said the lie. Every migul is that way. Over here, he could have lied, and he could have said, What?
Now he can't say that anymore.
Well, every meat was that way.
Liar,
every time you say Pru'a Migdal Mezuyah, once you say Pru'a Migdal Mezuyah, you can't say Mezuyah anymore.
That itself is the Taina here. Before you made the Taina, you already had the problem.
No. It's not true. Because when did he say his Taina? When he was Dochen the Lachish. First, he did a spiel. He brought in a Shtar Mezuyah. Now he's saying his Taina. He's saying Shtar Hoyali the Erechis. Believe me, with Amigo, I could have stayed with this bad shtar. So his taina is shtar ha'yali derechis. That he's saying is true. With Amigo, I could have stayed with a full shtar, which is a lie. Same as every Amigo. So Rishbam is a plea. Shot number two, going in order on the page, is the Rivam. In the beginning of Taisus, the Rav Maskalam, right? Here it's Rivam. Rivam in Svara is the best shot. It's a chiddush. We discussed this in the past. That the shaila by karka, if the person standing there is considered a musik. The Rivam says the person standing in karka is not a musik. Karka becheskes balei akaini. Karka is becheskes its last known owner. And here it's a migul lahaitzi. So that's the reason that Rabbi Yosef said it's no good. The major problem with the Rivam is not in Svara, but that it doesn't fit the Lashon HaGemara. Taisus himself says, Einir Olari, that the Gemara doesn't say that. Rabbi Yosef doesn't say it's a migul lahaitzi. He says, Amai Samchas, Aishtara, Aishtara Chasavi Almu. He's not saying it's a migul lahaitzi. Okay, it's not the words of the Gemara. It's not the words of the Gemara. It's not do it on my samchas ashtar. On my samchas on amigo, the amigo doesn't help the haitzi.
But again, it wouldn't be the haitzi if he had the shtar. If he comes in with the shtar, he's the haitzi, then the other person. And he can make one reason in the right time that either somebody has the shtar, or I have the gloves. I don't have either. But I have the fake shtar. So if I would send them on the shtar,
that's not Pash Pshat Nerivam. Pash Pshat Nerivam is the last known owner who sat here is the Mosik. And anybody who wants to bring rice taken away is not a Mosik. And you're saying something else. You're saying maybe the Rivam himself holds that the Balashtar is the Mosik. And then the Lashna Gemara fits. Okay, maybe that's how the Rivam fits it in. What do you mean? I mean, Lagabi the Gemara will hold like one of the Riz Pshatim. Okay, again, Pashup Shah, you may be right. Pashup Shah, though, Shtar Hoyli Ve'erchis means I bought it. Saying I have a Shtar without saying I bought it wouldn't help you. Saying I have a Shtar, I bought it. But again, if you want to answer the Rivam, maybe.
The Gemara, doesn't understand
Pshatim and Ve'erchis,
but
it's
the same
as Tainim. Sounds like he's saying that Rabbi Yosef is not answering the Migul. Rabbi Yosef is saying, once you have a full shtar, it's no good. Maybe like the Rizpcha. Ah, Amigo? So, could be. Then it doesn't have to fit in Lashon HaGemara. Okay. It could be that's true, but still, then you need a pshat in Amaka Samtas. Right? In the Lashon. Okay, so we come to the Re. So the Re has two pshatim. The first shot of the Re is that you can't do migus that involve a sheker tchila, that involve doing sheker first. Why not? Why can't you do a migu that involves a sheker first? He did the sheker. What's the problem with the Re? Why can't, what's pshat in the Re? Why can't you do a migu if it needs a sheker. If the migul needs the sheker and the sheker didn't happen, I understand. But a migul needs a sheker and the sheker did happen, so vayit it's a good migul. So the Ri's pshat also l'chayr is missing something. Unless the Ri just means, like the Ramat, that lo yei chayt niskar, that since he had to do a chayt and he had to lie, we don't want to use it. Maybe. Maybe. But when we talk about Rabbi Chana's pshat in the Rashbam, which doesn't fit well into the Rashbam, it fits better into the Lashon HaRi, as we'll see in a couple of minutes. Finally, the last pshat of the Ri is that it's a tayin v'chayz of a tayin. Because first he tayin it, this is my shtar. And now he's tayin shtar hayoli v'erichis. He's a tayin v'chayz of a tayin. Now we mentioned last time that m'ptor l'ptor, a person could be a tayin v'chayz of a tayin. There's no problem going from one tayin to another if both tayin is pater. The whole machlokes, Reb Nachman earlier, was if tayin v'chayz of a tayin mechiyav l'ptor. If you lose one tayin and you want to change, you want to explain yourself. But m'ptor l'ptor, we had that Agos HaShri that says m'ptor l'ptor, you could be chayz of a tayin. So what's Tosfos's problem? What? That machlokes is chiyav l'ptor. The Agos HaShri said everyone's made of m'ptor l'ptor. I mean, maybe in our Gemara they talk argue, and he holds that you can't. Maybe, or maybe here it's different because here the taina m'ptor l'ptor is a taina from one taina to a second taina. Normally, what's p'tor l'ptor? You'll say ve'yami, and I can get away with anything. I can say mezuyev, I can say perua, I can say any taina. If I say right away any taina, I'll win. That's m'ptor l'ptor. So like I said, a person who knows he can get away with any kindness, so he's not so medagdic what he says. So m'ptor l'ptor, you can get away with it. Over here, that's not what happened. If he had said first, star hoyali ve'erchis, he wouldn't have been believed. This is not a p'tor l'ptor, each p'tor stands on its own two feet. Here it's a p'tor l'ptor where he had to first say one p'tor, and then switch it to another p'tor. It's not a real, the taina shahil v'yuchas is not a real p'tor. It's really something he'd lose with. But because he played the game this way, it became b'ptor l'ptor. So that taina b'ptor l'ptor, we hold is not a taina. So these are the four pshatim in why there's no legal. All four of pshatim are not so satisfying. And here we come to Rabbi Chanan's pshat. Rabbi Chanan, as I said yesterday, is in Chelek Beis, Simin Gimel. It's not Oisid Gimel, it's Oisid Beis. I saw it yesterday by one. And I see that Reb Shimon says the same shot in Simin Yud Ches, Oisid Beis. He says the same shot. And they both go back to what we talked about, the idea of a migu could be a birer or a kayachatayim. And they both say, if a migul is a birer, then you're right, this is a perfectly good migul, and it shouldn't have been a problem. The Rashbam's pshat is shver if you hold it to birer. They say no. The Rashbam's shita is that migul is chayach hatayna. And that was the Rashbam's shita anyway, when we spoke at Nafkaminis, one of the Nafkaminis was some kuflam and hay, and it's the Rashbam there that fits that migul is chayach hatayna. So what if Migul is Kayach HaTayna? Mabaka? So they say the following words, and tomorrow we're going to try to understand the words of Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon, because they need to be explained well. They both write up a Kitzer, and it's a little hard. We want to answer up a Rashbam. It's not just to answer up the Sheet of Kayach HaTayna. We want to know Pshat in this Gemara. They say that every Migul works. Taina A works with a kayach hataina of taina B. As I explained last time, a person has a kayach to say taina is a baldover, has a right to say taina is in bez. Even if with his present taina, shtar hayli ve'erchis, he's normally not believed, people don't lose shtaris, 3 years certainly, people don't lose shtaris, he only could be believed with a kayach hataina of what he could have said. What he could have said was, this shtar zayif is a good shtar. So with that, he wants to have a kayach hatayim. So they say, that's the Rashbam is saying, that you can't have a kayach hatayim of a false shtar to say the taina you're saying today. You want to say today, shtar hayali ve'erchis, with a migu, meaning a kayach, I could have said, I used a false shtar. He says, you can't use a false shtar. That's, you don't get a kayach hatayim of false shtaris. What? That's how they're learning in the Rashbam. It fits, as I said, Rabbi Chana's pshat to me fits much better in the Lashon HaRi than in the Lashon HaRashbam. But they, for some reason, they both ignore the Ri. They're coming to explain the Rashbam, and they say this pshat in Kayach HaTayim. Now, Tzorich Ian Gadol, we need to explain this because every migu is that way. Every migu is, believe me, with a kayach hatayna of a different taina I could have said, which was a false taina. Every migu is, believe me, with taina A, with the kayach hatayna of B, which is a lie. I have a right to get away with a lie. So believe me, with that kayach, with the truth. Give my taina, which I'm saying is true, the kayach I could have had if I would have lied. So this hesber of the Rashbam needs biur. And it takes a lot of energy really to work through to understand what the Rashbam means. Tomorrow I'll tell you what I think the Rashbam means, what the Sefer Rabbi Chana Rabbi Shimon mean of Pshat in the Rashbam. I'm not really sure, I'm not 100% convinced, but so that's on the agenda for tomorrow. I will also, there are two main inyanim in this sugya of Bachan V'Lachish. One is this Pshat in Rabbi Yosef and Rabba and Amachlaikis, and the second is the Taisus V'Hilchasa. It talks Taka about Mufzik Bekarka. So the Ikka tomorrow we'll spend yet on the Rashbam, but it's Hashem. Hopefully we'll start on Taisus V'Hilchasa as well.